James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour ahead of the Carlton draft tonight. We're joined by four-time premiership star and now a star of Triple M footy, Isaac Smith.
Our next guest is a four-time premiership player and Norm Smith medalist.
The winner of the 2022 Norm Smith medal, Isaac Smith.
And since joining Triple M footy, he's wasted no time making an impression.
Is Danger flat with you about the Norm Smith? Has he got over the fact that the judges gave you the votes? Because he thought he was pretty handy in the premiership decider.
I don't know how he could be flat. I had 36 and kicked three. Danger rocked up. It was fourth quarter. And he's had 10 touches and he wanted the Norm Smith. Go home, buddy.
Please welcome Isaac Smith.
Oh, Danger was good.
What about when, and I've told you this, the first ad break after the grand final, and I'm sitting next to the great Luke Hodge, and he's just taken the earphones off and said, Smithy has just brought the Norm Smith into disrepute, were his words. He said, how can an outside freakish runner who doesn't get near another footballer win the most coveted award in the competition? Well, I said, I think he's just been pretty handy.
Mm. Well, stats in 2015 weren't horrible either.
Well, you reckon he
should have got him then? Should have got him?
No, Cyril played very well, but yes, should have been in the mix, yes.
Yeah, well, he would have been.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You kicked three goals.
Anyway, two we can't all be as tough as Odgy, can we?
No, we can't. We need
but he's mythically tough, Odgy, too, and he plays on it. He plays on it, no doubt.
No comment.
He kicked three goals, is he?
Yeah.
Two of them wobbled through, didn't they? Jeez.
I don't know. I can't remember them. They're 6 points in the newspaper. Oh, get your name in the newspaper.
23-3 in 2015, he had.
That was the three-quarter time.
Oh, did you?
Took the boots off at three-quarter time.
Just
game over.
What about that? His last game, Jim, when he won the 36 disposals and a goal, sorry. But you hung him up. That surprised a lot of people. Do you ever think back and say, I probably should have gone on?
Making more money this year, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Going all right.
No.
You would have had itchy feet.
No, to be honest, I think it just got to a point in my life, my wife and my kids, that it was a good time. And I'm very content with the decision. I had a great career and I would have loved five premierships. If I hung around for one more year, I might have been a chance. The boys are going well and really enjoying watching them at the moment. But no, I made the decision based on a personal decision for me and my family, and it's been great, to be honest. I wouldn't give back the last 6 months for anything.
Always leave them wanting more.
Yes, which you don't
You
do,
didn't.
I knew that. But a good story, this one. New South Wales boy, born in Young. Mm-hmm. Then you played Temora, Wagga Wagga, Albury, Redan, North Ballarat.
Where was one of those clubs?
Wagga Wagga? So you played at all those clubs?
I did, yes.
And won premierships and things?
Yes, 9 premierships in 11 years, Bill, I've got.
Wow.
that Bill.
I know what you're going to say, and that's very good. Well done, Isaac.
That's lived a whole football life without winning one. Anywhere.
Drewldry, under 14. 1980.
Did you play Barham Buddy or something?
No, we defeated Cobram, actually.
Oh, Cobram Baruga.
At Tokemall. I think I kicked three and Blair kicked two. The Brownlesses are on fire.
Under 14.
His
career highlight.
That is unbelievable.
Now, you just went on a tour of Geelong, you two?
Yes.
In the Ford Ranger?
We did.
Yes.
Magnificent, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Mm. Plenty of sightseeing.
Oh, well, what did you like most, the Wolf Shed or the Sphinx?
Probably my favourite part about the whole trip was rocking up to GMHBA Stadium, looking at the premiership trophies, Bill, and having a look at mine and still trying to find yours.
Yes. Well, 2007, 9, 11, I was at the club at the time.
Yeah.
So
what
I was part of
what
it.
Doing?
I helped out.
No. You took a car out of the joint. That's all you did.
We had a nice tour around Geelong. It's a lovely city. What are you going to do? Are you going to buy? Are you renting? What are you going to live there? Are you going to move on?
Not sure, Bill. Just waiting to see which way the tide goes. We're enjoying it down there, though, and the kids love it. So
say nothing.
Say nothing.
No? Has any other club tried to approach you?
Not that I, honest. Not that I know, William.
Oh! Isaac, I'll ask you again. Has any other AFL club tried to approach you or rang you and said, what are you doing?
Oh, lots of people in clubland have rang me and asked me what I'm doing. My response is I'm working one day a week. And other than that, not much.
Why do you ask, Bill?
I've just heard something.
Well, from a coaching point of view, I think you'd be exceptional.
No. Playing. Put the boots back on.
Back on.
Too old for that.
Yes or no?
I'm 36 in a couple of months.
I don't give a stuff. How old you are?
Would you be interested in going into the coaching space at any stage?
It's interesting, and there's a bit of work being done about the coaching stuff at the moment, but I don't know. I love football, and I love the football clubs and the environment they create, but I was adamant on taking 12 to 24 months just to assess and to see if I truly missed it and truly wanted to do it. I think you become institutionalised being in a club environment, and I think it was important for me, not speaking for anyone else, but important for me to step away for a little bit. So
I always look at you and think, and I know they're about to get some money back into the soft caps at footy clubs, that you would be an exceptional development coach. So a line coach means you're up doing clips till bloody four in the morning and you're travelling around everywhere. And that is a big commitment.
Yeah.
But a development coach grabs young kids and teaches them how to get to AFL standard quickly. And that's, I think, close to the most important role outside of the senior coach in the whole club. Because if you get that bit right, it's amazing when they start playing, and Geelong are almost the best at it.
Mm.
These kids come out of the VFL and just hit the ground running.
Yep.
And I reckon Sean Higgins is another example of someone who'd be really good at that. So you're not grinding and you're not at airports and, you know, you can still have a life, but you can get young kids to play really good AFL footy.
Yeah, you can. And it's funny how quickly a line coach will take a player that's come out of a development group and claim them. So yeah. I know Nigel Appen at Geelong, he's gone back into that space this year. So he's stepped away from the whole line day-to-day activity with the AFL team. And development coach, when you're at a club, Jim, when you get really good picks, makes the development coach look really good. So you'd have to be very strategic where you place yourself. But
I know a club that's got some reasonable picks.
And needs some development. Wow. They're 18th at the minute.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get a break with the great Isaac Smith. More to come, including a job offer I've got for him that I'm not sure he wants.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Had enough?
Yeah, we've certainly had enough.
More than enough.
Okay.
Isaac Smith has stuck around. We asked him about coaching in the first break, JB. Mm-hmm. Well, Isaac has a brand new podcast called Inside with Izzy on afl.com.au, Spotify and Apple, where he goes one-on-one with AFL coaches.
And I think we've got some dimmer, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
To play from the podcast.
I still can recount the moment. I was at the centre-half back there and the ball bounced and I was trying to play it down sort of thing. Don't get too aggressive. Just play the game, relax, enjoy the day. And I grabbed it, ran through a pack, and I felt this glancing blow off my shoulder. The crowd went up in raptures, because this sort of thing. And I turned around and there was this person lying on the ground. Anyway,
that sounds up your career.
I thought, shit. Anyway, so that person, as they rolled him over, it was Guy Sebastian.
Oh.
I poleaxed Guy Sebastian about 10 minutes in that set square there. So then I just put myself in the back pocket, no more, don't go near the ball, don't do anything.
He's cleaned up Guy Sebastian.
Yeah. He reckons fully knocked out, couldn't move on the ground in a charity match.
Oh,
I know it was tough when he played, but
he was.
You're playing a charity match,
but
Jimmy.
You know what they're like? They can't, they just got to go.
Only know one way.
Exactly right, Jimmy boy. Who else have you had a chat to?
Yes.
Adam Kingsley?
Yeah, so we'll get to I'm pretty sure all of them at some stage, but we've done Dimmer, Adam Kingsley, Sam Mitchell, Adam Uze.
Oh, good.
We're going to have Daisy Pierce, which will be good, and possibly the big horse Longmire in the next couple of weeks as well. So we'll get through all of them at some stage, but what a cool project personally for me to do, but a great listen for everyone out there. Not often you get one-on-one with the senior coaches, and to their credit, the four I've done so far have opened up and just talked. I reckon I've asked 10 questions and they've talked for an hour. So some amazing insight. Some great stories. You hear that Dimmer one. There's plenty more. Adam Uze this morning, we went through him and he was talking about how he was picking fruit on the farm at Shepparton and he knew he had to make AFL footy because otherwise he would have been stuck on the orchard. So, you know, they open up about their childhood and their coaching journey and talk about the best players they've coached and the best teams they've been involved in. And there's just some really cool things that come up and I feel pretty grateful that I've had the opportunity to sit down with them and talk about it and pick their brains.
Mm-hmm. It's a good combination of footy and non-footy, JB, coaching hot topics, problem solving, and just general footy banter like we heard there. They drop every fortnight wherever you get your podcast in the next coming weeks.
Nice, I like that. Now, the Carlton draft tonight.
Yes.
Ooh.
Full dinner suit and all.
I can't believe that.
Have you got one?
No. I had to borrow one.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't have one. I just knew that. Did you take Candace?
No, no, she's at home looking after the kids.
Now, there's a great lady, Jim. Great lady. Mm. Good country girl.
Surprised.
Candace, I used to see her down the street all the time with the kids. She'd be walking the kids all the time. Don't know where you were.
Well, mate, someone's got to work.
No,
I shouldn't say that. Yeah. Candace runs our business in Geelong, Bill.
What's that called?
Home at Heart Geelong.
Tell us about this. This is very interesting, where you go into homes.
Yes, we go into homes. So, and this isn't a deliberate plug, but my wife's been in emergency care for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
And we've gone into the aged care space. So we provide aged care at home in Geelong to the over 65s in Australia, and there's so many of them. And one of the biggest things we've learned since going in is that loneliness is a massive thing. So with our business, we not only try to provide care and everything that someone in need needs, but we also try to create a beautiful environment that we're engaged with them, not just whilst we're there doing care.
Being a friend, you had a beer with a bloke a couple of times.
An old fella in Geelong out. Yeah. For a couple of things, our worker pulled out, so I got thrown the keys, and he was keen for a 4 o'clock whiskey. So after his massage and a couple of other things we had to do, we went and had a little 4 o'clock whiskey, which was nice. So
Well done.
Nice. Well done. Now, I know you're busy. You've got the Carlton Draft. You've got that particular business. You've got what you're doing with us. But I need a hand from you.
What do you need?
Well, Fat's buggering off.
Oh,
which is a blessing.
Mm.
So for the next couple of Saturday rubs at least, he's not going to be with us.
Yes.
So, and I'm not even going to try and say they're big shoes to fill because they're not. So
big shoes, you know what they say.
Big socks.
Yeah. It rhymes with it.
We need you, if you can, to come and give us a couple of Saturdays with the rub. Mm-hmm. Bernard, myself, Damo and Iz.
Yeah, I reckon I'm pretty keen.
Yeah.
I'll jump in.
You've got to be funny and you've got to be clever.
Yeah.
You're not.
I won't try and fill your shoes.
No, don't.
No, I'll try and be a little bit more intelligent than that.
I tell you what's hard, because Boonie doesn't give you a lot. He does nuff, and that's about it. And then Damo, he doesn't turn up. He didn't turn up last Saturday. I don't know where he was. He'd had a big night.
Well, I'll tell you why he hasn't rocked up. No. Every time I open my phone, all I see is Nick Larkey.
Yeah. Isn't that brilliant?
That's good.
That's awesome.
I got this is just the Over the Drip Tray, it's called. It's a segment we do with a lot of our guests.
Never heard of it.
Have you got the audio?
What's on the front bar? You just ripped it off that.
All right, then. Over the bar.
Under the drip tray.
Under the drip tray. You play with some superstars. And I know you hate this question, but Hawthorne and Geelong. So who was the best player you played with? Ford? Best forward you ever played with? Only one.
That's just silly.
No, it's good.
It's a silly question, Bill, because I played with Cyril, Buddy, Ruffy, Luke Bruce, Jack Gunston, Tom Hawkins, Jeremy Cameron.
And that's hence the question one.
Yeah. Who would you choose?
I'd play with Ablett.
Yeah.
But I'd say Grind Myers. No.
Yeah, well, tell you what, his stats are underrated, he's delivered the last 18 months.
Buddy, you'd have
to. But Bud's up there with a couple of handful, Gary Ablett, Lee Matthews, couple others. He's probably in that realm.
Right, what about the midfielder?
That's very difficult. Are we going on career stats or whilst I played with them?
Who you and you?
Luke Hodge, he's a midfielder defender. Sam Mitchell, Jordan Lewis, Cam Guthrie is very underrated, and he's a two-time All-Australian maybe.
Danger.
Joel. Yeah, Danger at his absolute elite. Probably have to go him,
that's
maybe.
Interesting. Good
on. Why is that interesting?
I would have thought you would have gone with Lukey or someone.
Silk?
Silk, there's a nut.
Nah, he's a back pocket.
You played with some stars. Who was the best player you played against?
Probably Chris Judd, maybe.
Yep, I agree with that.
Yeah, good.
He's a freak, Chris.
Any more, Bill?
I just like those.
Best defender?
Best defender.
He's never went back there far enough to.
I was always back there helping Jim. I know a team that could have a wingman that slides back.
Yes, I do too.
Best defender? Well, I don't know. There's so many of them. Hodgie was there, Grant Birchall, Brian Lake, Josh Gibson. I'm going to miss people here. Six defenders that Geelong have got at the moment.
Yeah.
Is so underrated. That's as good a six as I reckon I've seen.
As a team.
As a team and as a unit. Like Tom Stewart, he's off the charts good. Jack Henry's ridiculously underrated. Zach Guthrie, and I don't know if I have a favourite player, but if I was a coach, he'd be probably my favourite player.
Right.
I love how he operates. But Mark Blitzars can go fullback. So, I don't know, mate. Defenders nearly the hardest to pick, to be honest, because I've played with some absolutely brilliant defenders.
All right, we've got a big win. Izzy's coming on.
How long for?
It might be the end of Fat.
Just 2 weeks.
Saturday, Rob.
That would be a very good result.
You've got to have more than just a few gags now and then, all right? You've got to have some bit of
depth. He dominates Thursday night.
Exactly. Oh, I've heard a couple of good things he said, and then you don't hear him for 30 minutes.
You've got to be scarce, Bill, in this industry. You don't want to be front and centre with everything.
Got to have some depth.
Inside with Izzy is the podcast. They drop fortnightly. You can grab them wherever your podcasts drop. And also the Carlton draft tonight. He could be playing for Land, Castlemaine, Toora, old collegians in Warrnambool, or Bunyip Bulldogs. You know who's from Bunyip?
Who?
The Trash Panda.
Oh, he is too. He is too, the
Toora.
Panda.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled Toora backwards.
Nice to see you, Wiz. Now you've got some sympathy for what I have to put up with every single day.
Here you go.
I'd love one.
Nice to have Isaac Smith in the house. Rabbits, hit the button.
It's a rush out, Triple M.